He's charming. He's funny. He knows everybody. He is Art Chat Daddy Sims, and he's only on WVON.
Two after the hour, right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Chat Daddy, back for another evening of your favorite magazine show here at VON, where we talk about a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. But most importantly, we hope that each and every night you're relaxing, relating, and releasing whatever the stress and drama. We ask that you let it go. And if you're at work, continue to do enough work that you're able to keep your job and keep listening to Real Talk, Real People. So it's our back-to-school season shows, and each and every night I've been trying to bring you some of the best advice possible. To just help you to live a much better life. That's what it's all about, people living good lives and doing the things in this world that we all must do. And I just want to give Delta Jones Walker, our financial wizard, a big round of applause. Thank you so much, Delta. That was great information tonight. I'm just not going to accept that large pepperoni pizza in exchange for a credit card application no more. Doggone it, I should have known better. Let's give Delta a big round of applause, all of this stuff. Yay! Wonderful. So our next guest this evening is no stranger to Real Talk, Real People. She's been here with us before. She is Miss Parent Guru, and she is a parent coach, author, and speaker. She specializes in creating healthy relationships with children, managing teen issues, successfully parenting your children, and successful test preparations, which we'll have to have her back later on in the year to kind of help with that when it comes to testing time. She's a parenting coach, author, and speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, our good friend, C. Lynn Williams. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy summer.
It's been a great summer, yes.
I know, and you look amazing. Like you just got back from the French Riviera.
Oh, I love that idea.
Oh, I know. Did you just get back from
that? I did not, but I'll have to plan that in my next schedule.
Well, please do. Well, at least admit to me you got back from Stony Island safely.
Well,
yeah, okay, because you look like you've been on somebody's wonderful island. So glad to have you back. How's everything been in your world?
It's been very good. It's been very good.
Good.
Working on a new project. I have a coaching program for working moms called Finding Superwoman. And I've decided to turn it into a book so that there's a guide that they have with them wherever they are to reach for those tips to keep you from being overwhelmed and stressed out.
Oh, that's very interesting, because a lot of times mothers will become very stressed out when it comes to, you know, just trying to maintain and do the things that they need to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, so tonight we're here to talk about getting the family back on a routine. We've been on summer break. Some of the children may have gone to visit grandma elsewhere, or relatives, summer camp. Summertime is a time when young people can just kind of wild out, have fun. But it's really important that everybody has a routine, because when that first day of school come around and trying to find the shoes and where's this, where's that, and then mama late for work and everybody's upset and mad. So let's start off with what we're going to talk about, our preschoolers first.
Yeah, so before we get started with that, I just wanted to kind of set the level set, everybody. So, you know, of course, there's so many different ways to do this.
Okay.
What we're going to talk about tonight, including the preschoolers and the elementary and the high school kids, is just one way that works.
Okay.
And I've used it myself personally.
Okay.
And so it'll be something, you know, you might have some other ideas, but this is something that I can guarantee.
Well, I'm definitely let you know if I have some ideas, because see, I'm sure you using the fancy parenting way where I'd be like, okay, let me, but we'll see. I'm sure I probably agree with you on most of these. And so we're going to start off with the preschooler. You said to build a solid routine to help them be alert, creative, and learn to enjoy certain things, which is very important because preschoolers are very active and their attention spans can be short, things like that. So let's start off with your tips of how to help that preschooler get into a routine.
Oh, absolutely. So the preschoolers, you know, their job is to create havoc and chaos. That's okay. What they do. I mean, if they have 4 years old, 3 years old, depending on when you're starting them in preschool, but they've got to have a specific time to wake up and go to bed. I don't care what else is going on in the house.
You don't.
You cannot have them out till 10 o'clock at night and expect them to be okay in the next morning.
Okay.
That's just not
so no excuse. Even though we out to see the fireworks, even though, you know, it's grandma's 80th birthday on a Tuesday night. Okay, so it's a bedtime for that preschooler.
It's a bedtime. And the only way you're going to get them on a routine is to be consistent. So during the week, nothing else happens but your routine.
Okay.
So if grandma, hopefully you can celebrate with grandma Saturday and Sunday, but now Monday, Tuesday through Friday, you want to get them in bed. I say, you know, give them an hour, you know, get them up. Like when I think about waking up the preschoolers, give them an hour before you have to rush them out the door, because depending on what kind of child you have, they might be cranky in the morning. Maybe they're not a morning kid.
Okay.
Right? And so just like we aren't all morning people.
Sure.
So give them some time, give them at least an hour. And I say to the parents, whoever the parent is getting the child up, give yourself 45 to 60 minutes before you wake them up. So that means your things need to be already out.
Oh, wow. So, wait a minute now. So you saying we as the adult need to be up 45 to 60 minutes.
Absolutely.
Before we get them up for their hour of them getting together.
Absolutely.
So we talking about, what, 120 minutes? Okay.
I'm so serious about that. Because
ma'am, I can tell. Right. Like, I can tell because you looked at me like, what? Right. Yeah. Okay.
But the reason I say that is because a lot of parents are not doing that. And so you get out the bed, you still got a shower, you expect the little kid what they're supposed to do while you're in the shower.
That's right. And if it's a small child like that,
right.
That's true. Very,
they don't
very
get into
true.
Everything. So,
okay.
You know, have breakfast out. Like if you're
okay, hold tight. When we come back from national news and all of that, we're going to continue this because we got a lot to cover. I got you here the rest of the show. But okay, so parents, remember, you getting up 45 to 60 minutes before you wake that preschooler up. And then that preschooler needs an hour of their time to get themselves together before you guys run out the door. All right, so when we come back from national news and all that great stuff, we're going to continue our conversation with parenting guru C. Lynn Williams, and we're talking about developing routines in your household. We'll be back in just a moment.
WVON.com, the website.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
You're listening to Art Chat Daddy Sims on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Told me there was no rules when you came out of the blue. Burdened myself for mornings. Crushes don't come with warning. Never did you look so cute as when suggesting me to start something new.
Labeled in your head as a simple
8:06 p.m. right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 a.m. WVON. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Chat Daddy, back for another evening of your favorite magazine show here at VON, where we talk about a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. But most importantly, we hope that you are relaxing, relating, and releasing whatever that stress and drama. We ask that you let it go. And if you're at work, continue to do enough work that you're able to keep your job, keep listening to Real Talk, Real People. As we continue our back-to-school conversation, I ask you to please join us for the Wednesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. Tomorrow evening, we'll meet the mother, a grieving mother, that is, who wants to share her daughter's story. Marissa Boyd Stingley was murdered with supposedly so-called friends June of 2013. This young lady got murdered. Her friends saw it. Nobody has not said a word. So the mother is on a mission now to remind parents as well as young people to be careful of the company that you keep. And her story is so amazing. Make sure you guys definitely hear this story tomorrow evening. She's coming on quite early, and she wants to teach people to teach their young people about keeping the right company. And then we also welcome to the show multi-award-winning songwriter, filmmaker, best-selling author, and noted Beverly Hills therapist, Mr. Seth Shawarski. He is the author of the book 21 Ways to Happier Depression. A lot of people don't realize that they suffer depression when their children go off to school, and even the children may suffer a bit of depression, anxiety from being separated. So he's going to talk about things that you kind of can do every day to help battle that, and people are actually walking around every day just as happy as they can be and are very depressed on the inside. So he's going to talk to us about that, and he's known for either writing or co-writing so many songs for artists like Al Green, Tina Turner, Rufus Wainwright, Michael McDonald, Air Supply, Olivia Newton-John, the Go-Go's, Celine Dion, the list goes on and on. One of his songs that you probably really know was a Grammy-nominated song, Tell It to My Heart, which was really a popular song. So he's going to be here tomorrow night to talk to us about coping with depression, stress, and anxiety, because a lot of people wouldn't think that, but with your young person going off to school, it adds pressure to a parent's psyche. And then our last guest tomorrow evening will be our good friend Akilah Easter. She's back to talk about office etiquette when millennials are starting a new job. Millennials think much different than a lot of people who are in the workplace. A lot of you all have been in your jobs 20, 30 years. You about ready to retire, and a millennial come along and say something or does something, and you about to snap. So she's going to talk to millennials tomorrow night about how we all incorporate etiquette to get along with each other, because I've had several little situations with millennials myself as well, too, and was like, this is not how you do this in the workplace. So she'll be here to help us with that tomorrow night. So make sure you tune into the Wednesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People, right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM WVON. So we're here with our parenting guru, our expert, coach, author, and motivational speaker, C. Lynn Williams. And C. Lynn was telling us all about routines. We're covering the routine of a preschooler, which, people oftentimes joke, C. Lynn, about, you know, my child's schedule is more busier and more important than mine's, which a lot of these young children do have these type of schedules. So you told us to get up. The schedule to get the young person up. So now what about this whole breakfast? What about all of that? What's next on your list?
Yeah, so with the breakfast, and I'm watching this discussion because I'm a great aunt, so I have some young people that are busy, little boys who are always into something. And I just say the way that you help yourself is you could easily lay out, you know, your plastic bowls on the table the night before with some spoons, you know, on their appropriate table.
Okay.
But have, you know, maybe either boxes of cereal, your yogurt, or whatever, something's easy that they can sit down and eat.
Okay.
As soon as they come out of the bathroom.
Right, not a whole elaborate breakfast,
nothing
that
big,
type of thing, but enough to nourish them. Because if they're going to preschool, they're going to get snacks all day. Okay, they will. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. And then you said teach them how to pack their own backpacks, which I think that's cute. I really do.
So let me tell you where I am. I'm going with that. So I believe that we start building independence in our kids from a very early age. Otherwise, they don't learn it, right? So they're sponges when they're that young. You might as well help them teach them how to put the simple. They don't have much in the backpack, right? But maybe some change of clothes, you know. I don't know what all they'd have in a backpack, but I'm just saying, like, teach them to bring the backpack out. You know, look, let's look at it together. You know, you got something from yesterday, you got it soiled, maybe you spilled food on it at lunchtime.
Okay.
So we're going to take that out. And you show them, you model that so that they start doing that.
Sure.
Because they're sponges and they will pick up anything that you're doing. They pick up the bad habits, we might as well give them the good ones.
That's right. And if they know what's in their little backpack, if something happened, they're able to get whatever it is, you know, like your hand sanitizer or whatever the case
may
be, they know what's in their backpack. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. So, okay, all right, so now... what else is on here? Teach them how to pick up dirty clothes and put their toys away. I think that makes a lot of sense.
This is a funny story. It's a true story. When we were little, my mother said she used to tell us before we could lay down for our naps, she taught us to clean up our rooms. You can't go to bed till you clean up your room. I hated taking naps, but do you know that my room was clean before I laid down? Now, I hate taking naps, but I was taught picking up after myself. And so I think that one of the things that I find with really young kids is, you know, if you don't ever teach them that they got to pick up and put stuff away,
they will never pick it up and put it away. Okay. All right.
So that's a skill that you're teaching them.
Okay. Very good. Now, the next thing on the list is eating dinner together, talk about their day, and sing songs. Now, we live in a world now where everybody has a smartphone. Everybody is into their own little world. You hand the baby the iPad, you hand the dog the iPad, you give everybody something to play on, but nobody. So I think that, and you're right, that's very important to have that family time during dinner. So what's your advice with that?
So the whole thing with the dinner is, and even as young kids, you're doing teachable moments, and you're right, everybody's got an iPad, but the iPad is dumbing us down. We're dumbing our kids down. It's like, sit over there and be quiet. And so here's something to entertain you. I say, nix all that. Let's have dinner together. You know, it doesn't have to be elaborate. You sit down and you talk to them in their whatever age level they are so that they understand, you know, this is your time. What happened at preschool?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I jumped on the block. So, you know, you'd be surprised what they will tell you if you give them opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, and then sing, you know, what songs, you know, they learn in songs every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well practice with them because in those songs, it might be the alphabets. They might have numbers.
No, these little kids too busy running around here talking about bad and bougie. Look, I told a little boy one time, I said, I bet you can't even sing a little Bible verse, but you can sing that song that you're singing, and that ain't what you're supposed to be singing. So, okay. All right. So that makes a lot of sense. So sing songs with them, and encouraging songs.
Encourage them.
Okay, very good.
You know, encouraging songs.
Go ahead.
I like having, you know, I'm talking about the consistency, so a routine of a bedtime. So, you know, most of them don't want to go to bed when you're ready for them to go to bed. And by the way, I'm talking about 7:30, 8 o'clock bedtime.
Like right now, tonight.
I'm talking exactly. So,
yeah, like,
so let's say, for example, school starts in 3 weeks for the suburban, maybe 2 weeks for the suburban kids.
Okay, all right.
So what I'm suggesting now is let's start now. Let's start 2 weeks out because it's going to take you a while to get them acclimated,
okay.
Get yourself acclimated.
All right.
Now, when you're giving them a routine, guess what? You're building one for yourself.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
So with this bedtime, you know, you got it, whether it's a bath or a shower or a simple wash up. You know, if you the kind of parent that's got to comb hair for daughters, put something on it to keep it till tomorrow, lay out the clothes, all of that stuff can keep you from having. And this is what I tell my Finding Superwoman clients, those working moms that are working themselves to death. Let's offload some of that. Teach your kids what they need to pick up and put away, and then consistent bedtime. So you've got that story, you know, you say prayers. Yes, I did say that. They say prayers
together.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes, that's right. I'm with you. Okay.
And so you have all of that, you know, so you read the story, they understand, and you tell them, you know, so tonight we're going to start, and you teach them, you can teach them how to read the clock. Okay, so you see how those hands are on the clock, and you talk to them about that. This is how you build intelligent kids who are able to think for themselves, who are independent.
Okay. All right. When we come back from break, we're going to address elementary school students, what they need to know and how they can get a little bit more focus. She's added quite a few good things into this particular list, because I even see where you said a little preschooler can't have no TV during the week.
I did say
that. My God. I didn't just want to bring that up, man. My God. Little Scrooge. Look.
You said, what's going on here?
Yeah, Madam Scrooge. My God. I'm talking about that. Even a little preschooler can't have no TV during the week. Boy, oh, boy. You're listening to the Tuesday night edition of Real Talk. Talk Real People. We'll be back in just a moment.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube. We're everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Get social with us. The Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM WVON.
He's charming. He's funny. He knows everybody. He is Art Chat Daddy Sims. And he's only on WVON.
Two after the hour, right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM WVON. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Chat Daddy, back for another evening of your favorite magazine show here at VON. We're an entertainment show, but we hope that you take away a lot of great information from this show. It's our back-to-school season shows, and right now we're having an interesting conversation with our parenting guru, C. Lynn Williams, author, motivational speaker, all-around great woman. I just love her. She's here in studio with me tonight, and she's trying to establish a routine for us to get back into the mode of going back to school. C. Lynn just told us before we went to break that your young preschooler or young person should almost be in the bed 7:30 or 8 o'clock now in anticipation of starting school in the next 2 weeks. So that's interesting, C. Lynn. Wow. And then we were talking during the break about that if you do give that young child that iPad to give them almost the baby Rosetta Stone so that they can learn another language, or and which I think is amazing, really, because I think, you know, being bilingual like that is beautiful.
Well, you know, they're such sponges, and we want them to pick up positive traits and habits, and they learn quickly. Their little minds, you know, just learn so quickly, so we might as well give them that opportunity.
Okay.
Teach them as much another language, you know, especially if you don't know another language yourself, it's a great opportunity to learn that together.
Oh, that's beautiful. Right? That is true.
And there's some languages that we need to know as U.S. citizens.
Absolutely. That's right.
There's probably some other ones, but that's the one that I can think of.
Absolutely. Yep. So, all right. Very good. So now let's address some things that our elementary school students need to learn. What is the first thing on your list?
So one of the things that I like for elementary school kids is this is when testing begins. And as everybody is aware, by third grade, if you're not reading at a certain level, then they already have built a pipeline to prison. That's the whole...
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. They know if you can't read by a certain grade level, then, you know, you are ripe for heading in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
So their success in class and their test scores require that you have a certain routine at home. And so I say, you know, a lot of the things that I talked about for preschool is still important. But let's add in some things like household chores.
Okay.
Because a lot of parents that I've spoken with tell us, you know, my kid is so privileged. They feel so entitled, and they don't think they should have to do chores. Well, it's not up to them. It's up to you.
Right.
So I say establish some things that you want them to do, whether it's taking out the garbage,
mm-hmm.
you know, cleaning up the kitchen or mm-hmm. washing dishes or anything like that.
You know? Now, do you think a monetary reward should be given for these chores? You know, a lot of parents might do allowances and things like that. And how do you feel about the allowance and kind of paying for chores?
Well, you know, I think that you need to, if you have the means to give them an allowance, I don't want you to tie it to the fact that they're doing chores and so they should get an allowance.
Because chores need to be done, period.
Chores need to be done, whether there's an allowance available or not.
Okay.
I also think that, you know, I'm real big, and when my kids were growing up, they could see two TV shows a week, and this was as middle school age and high school age, because there's so many other things that they, if they're involved in extracurricular, they don't really have the time. They come home, they're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
They need to regroup. You need to figure out what's going on, check homework, all of those kinds of things. So this is a great time in elementary school to introduce them to things like a sport or music.
Okay.
And it does, you know, depending on how you feel about that, if you're musically inclined as their parent, okay, maybe it's music. But if they love basketball or they love, you know, track or something like that, get them started, because it's a great discipline for them and it helps them with their grades.
Mm-hmm.
It really does, that kind of discipline.
And some word of advice to a lot of different parents, too. Before you go out and buy those instruments or go out and buy all of that sports equipment, try renting it. Or going online to maybe get the equipment, good used equipment at a certain price, that type of thing. Because a lot of people go out and spend $1 million,
and
then the kid
and then they don't like it.
Yeah, they don't like it or don't want it. And so just be very important, or, you know, stay very cognizant of the fact that you can either rent the stuff, get it used, or whatever the case may be, and that'll help out financially. Because the kids will change their minds in a minute. I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I remember, Chad, one thing that when I was growing up, my mom rented the piano because she wasn't sure if I was going to like it. You know, I wanted to try flute, couldn't figure that out.
Mm.
So if you buy it, you own it.
That's right.
So I completely
agree
with you.
And
on
you,
that
open, you open the closet door and got this flute in there, and nobody even played the flute.
Nobody's playing the flute.
So that makes a lot of sense. All right, so where are we at on our list?
So, they don't have, I mean, of course, they're going to pack their own backpack, but you need to see what's in it. I can't, there were so many times that as a high school teacher, you know, my students, nobody went through the backpack. The homework was still in there that they didn't turn in. The assignments that needed to be signed, all of those permission slips, stuff like that. So I say, teach them as elementary school students. Let's go through the backpack. What's
interesting. And do you recommend going through the backpack once a week? Because a lot of times they'll leave a sandwich or a milk carton in there, and you wonder what's stinking in the house.
Daily.
Oh,
let's
so you recommend almost going through that backpack daily,
especially
when they're in elementary.
Oh, absolutely, because you're right. Because stuff will mold.
Gotcha.
You know, if they've got something wet in there, it'll have, it's not a good look.
Okay, very good. And you're also saying for them to
I say review the homework.
Oh, absolutely. Now, that's probably the number one thing that a lot of people are not doing is reviewing this homework with their children anymore.
Well, you know, a lot of times parents will say stuff like, well, that's new math. I don't know how to do that. Or, you know, I don't understand the words. You know what I say? There are a number of different facilities throughout the city where you can go and get some help in some of these classes. I'm not saying you've got to be a math genius, but you can at least look at it.
Okay.
And in elementary school, it's still pretty basic.
Okay. But so, you'd be surprised.
Oh, this is true.
A lot of them,
this
they would not
true.
Even know what they're looking at reading. And no disrespect, mm-hmm. but it's mm-hmm. just, it is what it is. How do you feel about getting your child a tutor?
You know what? I'm not against anything that's going to help your child be successful
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the elementary school level, unless they're really bright kids and they could be in an accelerated program, that might be the time that you need to get a tutor. But I say start simple. Like when we're talking elementary, we're talking first grade through about fifth.
Mm-hmm.
And so things are pretty simple. You know, you teach timetables, so you can make a game out of it, you
mm-hmm.
know, while you all are doing the, you know, getting dinner ready.
Right.
Okay, so tell me, what are the fives? And they
sure.
start repeating it, you
okay.
know. Add up stuff. Okay, let's do a game. How many numbers can you add up in five, you know, in 50 seconds. Or
gotcha.
So you make a game of it.
Make it fun
and
exciting. And then I noticed your last thing before we run the break, and then we come back, we're going to talk about high school and college, is to, now for the elementary kids, I think this is cool. You said start a weekly family meeting.
Oh, I'm so serious about
Cause
that.
Because, again, everybody might be on a different schedule.
Oh, sure.
So start a weekly family meeting.
The family meeting is really important. When we were growing up, I told you before, strict parents, very mm. strict parents. You know, you really had to be careful. And, of course, I didn't have good sense, so I said what I thought. But I usually was punished for that, but mm-hmm. I just say at the family meeting, give your kids an opportunity to lay what's going on in their minds.
Oh, okay. So they get to express themselves and talk about what's going on, questions, anything that they may have, and make it just a friendly, comfortable zone for everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. And this is outside of the maybe having dinner with the family and all that kind of stuff. Is this just a family meeting?
So the family meeting, if you don't want to have it, you can have it after dinner.
Okay.
You know, one day a week or so. Maybe it's a Sunday evening when nobody's really rushed for time and stuff like that. But have it and give them the opportunity to speak.
Okay.
Because you'll find out about the bullying. You'll find out about, you know, other things that you may never have been privy to as a parent.
Okay, very good. All right, so we're going to run the break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. This is all about setting up a good routine. A lot of you may have this routine in place, but this is a great checklist to for you to recheck your list or maybe add some of these things to the list because I think it works well. I think that family meeting is so important. That's probably what's missing with a lot of our families, that they're not connecting with their young people like that. So when we come back, we're going to continue. We're going to talk about high school and college age students and what they need to know. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. We'll be back in just a moment.
WVON.com. The website. Check it out.
He's charming. He's funny. He knows everybody. He is Art Chat Daddy Sims. And he's only on WVON.
After the hour, right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON. You're listening to Real Talk, Real People. I'm your host, Chat Daddy, back for another evening of your favorite magazine show here at VON, where we talk about a little bit of this and a whole lot of that. But most importantly, we hope that you are relaxing, relating, and releasing whatever the stress and drama in your life. We ask that you let it go. And if you're at work, continue to do enough work that you're able to keep your job. But keep listening to Real Talk, Real People. So we're here with our good friend, parenting guru, C-Lynn Williams, parenting coach, author, and motivational speaker. And she has been laying out the importance of having a routine for your family. And a lot of you do have routines now, and you've had routines. But unfortunately, these young people, some of them have been out of school since May. And it's time for them to go back to school. And if you don't start that routine now, then you're going to have a problem. And the teacher's going to have a problem. And the kids are going to be tired, sleepy, all that good stuff. So, C-Lynn, I think it's important. You're right, because I was just telling you, I have a routine every night. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know, and I tell people Monday through Thursday, I'm dead. Weekend is a whole different thing. But, you know, I do keep a consistent routine Monday through Thursday when I have to do this show. So, all right, very good. So now let's talk about our high school students, which, you know, most of them think they're grown and most of them don't want to listen. And that's when you really find out how weird your child can be sometimes when it's high school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So how do we get that routine with that high schooler but yet not be a smothering parent at the same time?
So, Chat Daddy, the thing that I first of all, I love the age of high schoolers because they're old enough now to tell you what's on their mind. And you see that personality. I mean, you see it as preschoolers, but they don't always communicate in ways that I understand. Mm-hmm. So I love this high school age.
Okay.
I am so serious. I had, as a high schooler, I had a bedtime. My bedtime as a high schooler was 8:30. And I thought that was so crazy.
Oh, my Lord.
Where did my folks come from? But here was the method to their madness. I had to be up at 5 a.m. I had to, because so I live way south.
Okay.
And came into the city for school. And so bus transportation. So you got to be up and alert and in that first class by 8 a.m. So I want to make sure that you're awake. And
you did this all through high school?
4 years.
Wow.
4 years. 4 years, absolutely.
Oh, my
so I'm going to start with the fact that maybe 8:30 is not for your high schooler, but some of these classes start at 7:30.
That's true.
In the
high
school.
That's true. And they've had a lot of debate and issue about starting high school too early, and do these young mm-hmm. people get enough rest? But now being a high schooler, 8:30, my God, that's awfully early.
Oh, I know. The streetlights in some cases hadn't come on, especially until the fall really
That's right,
in.
Sure.
But my folks didn't care about that. They were really concerned with us being successful. So think about a bedtime for your high schooler. And by the way, let me see if I said it already. In my notes, I won't spoil it. Practice. So one of the things about high school is that, you know, my high school friends, and I call them friends because they still talk to me. They say, you know, our parents don't ever listen to us. They just tell us what to do.
Oh, okay.
And so I think it's really important, especially when you want to know the skinny, when you really want to know what's going on, like the mother that's going to come on your show
tomorrow night. That's right.
You know, if her daughter was a teenager, I don't know what age she was, but, you know, you want to hear stuff before it's blasted on the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want them to feel comfortable talking to you. So in order for them to talk, you got to listen.
Mm-hmm.
So practice listening. You got two ears, so listen. And then connect with them daily. So I was just talked to somebody over the weekend whose teenager comes in, goes, hardly says hello to anybody in the family, goes into the room, closes the door. Is there all evening? That is unacceptable behavior.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
It really is. I agree with you as well, too.
Yeah.
You ain't paying no bills.
You're not paying
here.
Not one bill in this house.
This ain't your doorknob and door to close.
The door has to be taken off the hinges.
Oh, wow. Okay. But I get that because I know a lot of people feel like that. I do. But I just think that you should not come into a house that your parents are paying for. You don't pay nothing up in here. And then you're not speaking and disrespectful and all that. I don't know, you know, what hormones or whatever produce that. But yeah, to me, that's inappropriate. It really is.
But more importantly, there could be things going on that you don't ever get to hear about because, you know, you get all of a sudden, you know, you say hormones. And so you got this kid who is strange. Like,
uh-huh.
you know, we know that at teenagers are strange.
That's right.
Right.
That's
They're
right.
different from what we're
they
used to.
They start smelling different. They start looking different. And we get it. It's the hormones. We do. Okay.
And it's strange to them.
Right.
So it's easier if I can go in my room, close the door, and just get onto my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't have to talk to nobody
oh,
until the next day.
Yeah, but that computer could be trouble too. Okay.
It can definitely be trouble. So I also advocate having some time. And if you've got a couple of kids in the house, let's say you've got, you know, different ages of teenagers, spend time with each one of them separately. Because a lot of times there's rivalry, you know, there's sibling rivalry, and there's, you know, all kinds of issues going on within that family. It's important for you to spend some fun time.
Okay.
Makes Doesn't
sense.
Have to be a lot, but just
okay.
some.
So connect with the family, have some fun time with them at least weekly, kind of separate if it's a teenage daughter and a teenage son, mm-hmm. kind of do separate and mm-hmm. then do, okay, that makes mm-hmm. sense. Girls' night, all that kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff. Okay,
absolutely.
Daddy-daughter day, I buy all of that. That makes sense. Watch that they are not overwhelmed with extracurricular activities. Now you know what? I kind of agree with you on that because I have some friends who, you know, children are really talented as all outdoors, but I'm like, dang, your kid is running track, singing in the choir, and you know, so how do you maintain that? But yet we do want our children to be well-rounded.
We want them to be well, and not sure. only that, but when they start applying to college, just like your other speaker talked about, they have to show that they were active.
Okay.
So they have to they've got to be competitive with their extracurricular. But what I found with my daughter is that we had her in so many different activities. So she ran track, she did soccer, she did dance for a little bit, she played clarinet. I mean, like at one point, when do they have some time to just settle down? And so you got to really not overwhelm them with the extracurricular.
Okay, very good. Let's see. Now, I love this more than anything that you said. The phone and iPads go with the parents at night. Are you kidding me?
I'm so serious. So let me tell you, my philosophy on this.
Oh, boy.
Chat Daddy, because I know. But here's, I had so many exhausted high schoolers in my class, and all I'd have to say is, so what time did you go to bed? Well, I went to bed at whatever, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I said, okay, so why are you tired? Well, I was on my phone all night, or I was playing a video game or whatever, because they would talk honestly.
Got you.
Right?
Right.
So I say they can't play them if you have them in your room, if you've collected them at night. So collect them.
Okay. Collect them.
I don't care if they bought them or you bought them.
Okay.
It's still your house.
Just because you really do need to be getting that sleep and that rest. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, here's what's so important. And again, like you said, with the lady who's coming on tomorrow night to talk about her daughter's death and how none of the friends wanted to say anything after the daughter was killed, vetting all friends and really getting to know who the friends are. And so I think that's really important. So what's your advice on that?
So one of the things, I ended up, as you remember, in my story, I was a divorced parent. And so one of the things that I was really conscious of was rebuilding the relationship with my son and daughter. And that I needed to know who friends were, so our house was the open house. Come on by, within reason. I did send some home when it was bedtime, but that's another story. But I wanted to know who everybody was. And rather than freak everybody out by, saying, give me your name, number, and all that kind of stuff, just let them come by. You get the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know who's cool and who isn't.
Right, right.
If your parent instincts are on.
Right.
But it's important to know who they are.
Okay, very good. All right. So we pretty much covered that, which is pretty good. Oh, now here's something that I think is really wonderful, is that teach them to have, and you're right, because a lot of high school students are clueless of who the president is, who members of Congress, and here's the deal. I get it, because they too busy trying to follow Beyonce and Chingy and all. Yeah, I get all of that. But you're saying it is very important for them to learn about people in life. And I think that's positive, too. Yes. So what's your thought on that?
So discuss what's going on in politics and business, because during that family discussion, just take a little time and ask them what they think is going on. Okay, so, they just raised taxes on the sweet drinks. Their kids should know something about that. They should have some opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't have an opinion if they don't have any idea.
Right.
So just raise, a couple of things so that they are politically astute.
And that kind of goes also for the ones that's going off to college. So we can kind of add that to that list. So if they're going off to college, make sure they are smart enough to have the right conversation. We oftentimes say be careful about talking about politics and religion with people, but be versed enough to understand and respect other people. So,
well, not only that, but for your high schoolers, especially those that are applying for scholarships, a lot of the congressional people have scholarship money. And so you might as well reach out to them anyway. You won't know. Maybe you can be an intern with them on the summers. I mean, you just don't know anything if you haven't reached out to them.
Okay, very good. Now, here's something that a lot of people have issues with this one, but we'll see how this all works. You said to monitor their social media, be friends with them on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, all of those. A lot of these young people ain't trying to be friends with their parents on these social media sites.
No,
so that's
not
why they come up with them names like Cindy, Trick Money, whatever, and to throw you off. So how do you navigate that with a young person?
So, you might want to start with a conversation. And one of the things that's really helpful with young people is to be honest, and you talk about the fact that if you are sending sexting pictures across on your phone, that they will put you in the database for the rest of your life. So they need to know those kinds of consequences. And so you say, maybe you don't tell them that you're going to be friends with them. Maybe you get an alias. I'm not above that.
Well, I'm sure you look like, ma'am, you look like the type of mama that would not be above that. Yes,
But I will tell you, I know parents who actually who say, hand me your phone. Let me see, what kind of tweets you're sending out or what kind of messages,
Interesting. Wow.
And you don't have to do it. I don't know that I necessarily want to know and be friends with them on Snapchat or something like that. But if you ask for their phone, they should willingly give it to you and show you.
Well, I know one thing. Mama and child should not both be on Tinder at the same time. So I know a lot of y'all might have that little issue going on. Mama and daughter, mama and son, all that. Y'all, all of y'all should not. Tinder is not for mama and kids to all be on together. So just
especially kinda, if you're right. doing stuff that you
yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know if mama and kids need to be on Black People Meet together. You know what I'm saying? But come on. If mama looking for a man, daughter looking for a man, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying. But I just that's just my thought and opinion on that. And, you know, my thought and opinion a lot of time make a lot of sense. So I don't know. We'll see. When we come back from break, we'll conclude our conversation with our parenting guru, C. Lynn Williams. You've done an outstanding job tonight because a lot of this does make – it makes for a great checklist, and people do need to check these things off. And, again, if you and your child are both on Black People Meet, Black whatever it is, somebody need to, you know, digress and come on off of there. Yeah, both of y'all end up with the same man or whatever.
We don't need that competition.
Yeah. And that's a whole nother show. That's because I'm sure somebody listening right now, mama and daughter probably on Black People Meet. I don't know. I'm sure I do know. You're listening to the Tuesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. We'll be back in just a moment.
He's charming. He's funny. He knows everybody. He is Art Chat Daddy Sims. And he's only on WVON.
Fifty-two after the hour, right here on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON. Well, this old clock on the wall is telling me it's very, very near my time to depart, you beautiful people, this evening. And I thought I would just take just a few moments. Joseph, you've been jamming tonight with this music. What mood you in, brother? Because this is some great music.
I'm just in a good mood.
Yes, you are. This is some excellent songs. The guests and I both sitting here like, come on, Joseph. I want to take a moment to thank our technical engineer and our DJ, the one and only Mr. Joseph Luckett. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you for everything that you do. To the most adorable news anchor that I know, the love of my life, and the woman who keeps us moving and grooving, the one and only Miss Robin Lewis. Thank you so very much, Robin. I love and appreciate you. To Mallory Sonier, better known as Uncle Mal, our photographer and the man who keeps us informed in sports, Miss Edria Brown, and the entire WVON staff and family for allowing Chat Daddy to come here four nights a week and do what it is that I do, and that's to talk to the best audience ever. Are you kidding me? You guys are absolutely amazing. I don't care what the topic, the subject, whatever it is, whether we fall out, have a disagreement, whatever it is, we are family. We love each other on this show, and it's all about how can we help our people to be better people each and every day. C. Lynn Williams, you and I were just talking a little bit about the importance of parents knowing all of the latest artists out here and the music and things like that. And I said, oh, that's interesting, because you're absolutely right. They need to know who Migos and all Chingy and all that, and know what these young people are listening to. So what's your thought on all of that?
So I remember when my daughter was preteen that, and I know I'm dating myself when I say this, Puff Daddy. So I know for my audience out there, some of you know about Puff Daddy. And it was a song that that she liked. And a friend of mine said, have you ever listened to the lyrics?
Uh-huh.
And I hadn't. Mm-hmm. And so right then, right there, I decided, you know mm-hmm. what? Let me start listening to these songs with her. Mm-hmm. Some of them, if she was too embarrassed, then we knew that that wasn't going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a nice way for you to understand, because there's so much transmitted in the music and in the words. You know, the beat sounds good. We all like the beat. And then you listen to those words and they're saying some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That are you getting ready to go to bed or what? I mean, so yeah. You really need, you know, it's good to discuss it with your kids.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of these songs tell them to stab it, beat it, shoot it. A lot of them tell them to tad down, and you know, a lot of it really does. And I feel whatever you take into your mind on a continuous basis is what your mind will think.
Absolutely.
And so I couldn't agree with you more. It, you know, but a lot of these artists, you know, I was like, what is a 2 Chainz? And what is a, you know, so you really do have to know what they're taking in. And then, like I told you earlier, you'd be surprised. A lot of these young kids know these songs. The little preschoolers.
Yes.
You can't sing This Little Light of Mine, but you can sing Light It Up and Puff It,
right,
and Pass It.
Right.
You, so, I mean, you know, and then I can only imagine these teachers, because then they, the next day, are taking in all this mess that these kids are bringing in. So, you know, okay. Very good. In closing, my dear, what would you like to say to these people?
So I have, I just want to leave 4 tips with our parents that are listening tonight. Family, weekly family meetings that gives your kid an outlet for talking. Say prayers at night. Whether you're a praying person or not, start developing. Have something that's bigger than you for them. Teach your kids to be independent. Whether it's chores, thinking through situations, how to handle rejection so that they're not so fragile.
Mm.
And then finally, teach them to be compassionate by being generous yourself. Be generous with your time, your attention, and your kindness, because they learn everything from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I do. I love everything you've just said tonight. How can all these wonderful people follow you and all that great stuff?
So ways that you can stay in touch with me, like my Facebook page, it's CGWW Books with an S. Go ahead and like it for me and leave me a comment. I'd love it. Connect with me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm Ms. Parent Guru, all one word. And then visit me on my website at www.clynnwilliams, and that's CLYNNWILLIAMS.com.
I appreciate you so much. We still got a little bit more time left. What do you think is the biggest thing that most parents really need to work on in this day and age when it comes to parenting? What is, what do you think is the big, no matter how old that child is, what do you think?
It's consistency.
Uh-huh.
It's consistency. So consistency means that what you say is what you do. So you walk the talk. So if you, for example, the household rule is that you have to be in by 10 o'clock and your kid comes rolling in at 11 or 11:30. And you know that you, if you put them on punishment, that's going to infringe on your going out time next weekend. Okay. So what are you trying, what lesson are you passing along? You know, be consistent with the good things that you offer them and the consequences. And, you know, I say that consistency has everything to do with how they grow up, because even though we really want our kids to like us, the most important thing is that for us as parents to be that fence, the boundary for them.
Be a fence.
You know, and if you're not the fence, then who are they going to, they're going to talk to somebody.
That's right. So, and end up in trouble and everything else. And really, I cannot wait to have this conversation with this lady tomorrow night, because she's really holding her ground about young people being very careful about the friends that they choose, and make sure parents really know who the children's friends are. So you only just help to, you know, spark this conversation. But this lady's story tomorrow night is
epic. I can imagine.
She's been on Steve Harvey everywhere, just talking about how her daughter was killed, and not one of the friends will open their mouth and say one word. And it's just the saddest thing ever. So thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, C. Lynn Williams, we really do appreciate her, Miss Parenting Guru. Coming up next is the incomparable Mr. Mark Wallace with another edition of The People Show. I'll be back tomorrow night for the Wednesday night edition of Real Talk, Real People. You guys know I just love you so very much. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for appreciating and accepting me. I'll be back tomorrow. Be well, be beautiful, and one.